Now to one element of the deficit reduction plan that Republicans have put on the table. It's a proposal to change the way inflation adjustments are calculated for Social Security, other federal programs, and the tax code. That may sound very technical, but it's a proposal that's sure to produce controversy. NPR's economics correspondent John Idsey joins us to talk about it. Hi there, John.
Hi, Adi.
So when we talk about inflation adjustments, we're talking here about how the government decides how much your Social Security check, for example, should increase due to inflation.
Right.
So what's the argument for changing how that's calculated?
Well, the basic argument is that the current annual inflation adjustment for Social Security and some other federal benefits overstates the true impact of inflation. So people are actually getting a bigger adjustment than they should. Now, since the cost of living adjustment was added to Social Security back in 1975, they've been based on inflation as measured by the Consumer Price Index, the CPI. It measures the cost of a basket of goods, things like clothing and food items. But many economists believe that the current CPI overstates the effect of inflation, so they say a different index called the chain CPI should be used.
So the chain CPI, what is that? Why exactly would it be a more accurate measure of inflation?
Well, economists say it's more accurate because it takes into account the substitutions people make when, let's say, the price of beef goes up a lot. What people do is eat less beef and maybe more chicken to keep their cost of living down. The current CPI doesn't account for those substitutions very well, and the chain CPI does, so it measures inflation more accurately.
So how big a difference would this new inflation index make?
Well, over an average year, that switching by consumers to cheaper alternatives shaves about a quarter of a percentage point from the rise in their cost of living. So year-to-year changes aren't that big. But over a long period of time, they can compound into really significant numbers.
So, John, give us an example of the difference for an average Social Security payment.
Okay. So let's say you get $12,000 a year from Social Security, $1,000 a month. And let's say annual inflation is 2%. Under the current CPI, that means your monthly Social Security payment next year would be $1,020. But under the new CPI, your benefit would be $1,017 a month, $3 less, not a lot, unless you live a long time, say 25 years on Social Security. The effects would compound and could reduce your benefit by almost 10%.
So that's likely to create a good deal of opposition, I think.
It has. Most Democrats in Congress oppose it, as do organizations like AARP. They say that the chain CPI actually underestimates inflation costs for seniors. That's mostly because they spend more on health care, which rises faster in cost than average overall inflation.
So with that kind of opposition, is this idea likely to survive?
Well, the idea was on the table when the president and Speaker Boehner were negotiating over a grand bargain last year. And it does provide serious deficit reduction, around $200 billion over 10 years. Half of that comes from Social Security. But another $50 billion of it comes from added tax revenues, because the change affects inflation adjustments on the tax code, too, for instance, pushing people into higher income tax brackets more quickly. But that's why it could be part of a deal. It brings in more tax revenues and reduces Social Security spending, requiring sacrifice from both Republicans and Democrats, but also giving each side something they want.
That's NPR's John Idsey. John, thank you.
You're welcome.